This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Another huge show for us today. And in case you didn't know, the Pope has finally issued some new laws on the reporting of clerical child sexual abuse, but it's only for the 44 hectares of the Vatican. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It comes to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts. And I want to thank our listeners. We passed earlier this year 250,000 podcast downloads, and you can also download us now on Spotify as we work our way towards 300,000.
There podcasts. You go, Macca.
We do bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, and it's all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Tass, Paul and Fiona, and to all our listeners.
Good morning, Macca.
Last night was a doona night, Tass.
Not quite.
No?
No, our house was still a bit warm last night.
That must be all the running around from cleaning out the other house. Keeps you warm.
But I did wake up to a fairly cool house this morning.
I'm 10
degrees.
I know. It's now, I've worked out what happened with... first off, as I said earlier, we need to have a moment's silence for the tick that bit Pauline Hanson. It obviously didn't survive the experience. But I've worked out what's happened. Pauline was having some problem with her car and she wanted to get the NRMA to fix it. So she said to her chief of staff, can you have a chat to the NRA? But she meant the NRMA. So I reckon that's how it happened.
Did you watch the docos during the week, Macca?
Look, I watched a bit of it. Look, I knew what she was going to say. You know, it's all a conspiracy.
That's pretty predictable, isn't it?
And she actually, she talked about the little light blue book that she read about...
The blue and white.
Blue and white.
Blue and white book.
Blue and white book.
So does it exist?
Yes. Roman Quadvalique actually talked about it on Twitter. He'd read it and basically said it was, you know, a load of crap by people that didn't know what they were talking about, you know, to people who, you know, don't get it. But someone else made an important point. Let's actually, and we should do this, let's stop making fun of Pauline Hanson in the way she talks. Let's actually just concentrate on what she says, because what she says is what makes her dangerous.
I think that's exactly right, Macca.
Now, I know that'll be hard, but it's actually what she says that is so dangerous.
So, Macca, we are going to be speaking with Leslie Podesta.
Yes.
From the Alana and Madeline Foundation about gun laws in Australia, and hopefully she'll give us a bit of a check with what's occurring.
Yeah.
Right across the nation, including analysing this conversation that took place during the week.
Mm.
Now, Macca, a couple of other things. Tomorrow is the Transgender Day of Visibility.
It is.
Had we got our act together, we would have actually done some more in-depth analysis of what that means, but I know lots of other people will, and there's a series of activities taking place tomorrow. We'll talk more about that later. But I also want to mention another thing that occurred during the week, Macca, and that was the announcement that the way in which LGBTI people will be treated in Brunei has changed.
Yes. Well, it's changed for the worse. The Sultan of Brunei, who's an absolute ruler and one of the richest men in the world, he's made Sharia law even stronger, and it will apply to children as well, these new laws around gay sex.
So what does it mean for LGBTI people, Macca?
It means, quite simply, do not fly on Royal Brunei Airlines because you are supporting the Sultan.
So that's our protest, but what is he going to do?
Oh, he wants to put us to death.
Right. So stoning?
Yeah, stoning, public stoning. And also do not stay in his hotels, a couple of which are the Dorchester in London and the Beverly Hills Hotel, amongst others. And look, George Clooney's talking about this and launching, you know, a bit of a campaign. I think Neil Farrow in Victoria started a campaign on this. When I was in business, I refused to fly on Royal Brunei. And in a lot of cases, it was a lot cheaper. And also refused to stay, you know, when travelling in those hotels.
So your call to action is don't fly Royal Brunei Airlines?
Yeah, don't fly on his airline. Don't stay in his hotels. And I'm sure there are people in Brunei that don't agree with him, but they actually don't get a say.
Mm. Because so, Macca, what I think is interesting about this whole scenario is where Brunei is located, which is
It's a country test.
Yes, I do know that, Macca. It's wedged somewhere between Indonesia and Malaysia. And I don't think Malaysia's too far behind.
Or parts of Indonesia.
Or parts of Indonesia.
And again, that means, you know, you need to decide when you travel whether or not you will support airlines that actually want to do either lock us up or kill us.
Or places. I mean, how do you feel about going to Bali, for example, Macca?
Look, it's a difficult one. I think...
Call me hardline, but it's off my list.
Yes. It really... I think because the beliefs and the practices in Bali, the people there, and the governor of Bali has a much more
progressive
and respectful view, yes. I think where people rely on tourism, you know, for their income, you need to be careful because, you know, they may not have a choice. But I think it's an interesting discussion. Perhaps we should get... Neil Farrow in to talk about...
Not a bad idea.
...to talk about this, but also ask him the question about those other countries.
Yeah, not a bad idea. I think we should put that on the agenda, definitely.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.